This is 5 Minute Friday! Our guest today is Jack Canfield. Now, Jack is an incredible guy. I've had him on before. There was an extremely successful episode. We'll have that linked up as well. And he knows what motivates, drives, and inspires people to do the impossible. He's a Harvard graduate with a master's degree in psychological education and one of the earliest champions of peak performance. He's also the co-founder of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series and author of The Success Principles.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
The problem with rehab is that you've got a, well, first of all, AA, somewhere about a 20%, if you can believe the statistics, recovery. Only 20% of people go, keep going.
20% of people are like, go to AA, keep going.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And that number is suspect because we don't know how clear it is. But let's give it to them. Rehab, 15 to 30%, and that's also suspect because there's no real long-term longitudinal
about
studies.
Recover or 15 to 20%?
Recover, that's what they say.
Rehab.
But we have 80%, 79.5% to be exact, recovery rate after 5 years still sober from the first coaching program. And now after the book, it's, you know, when we did the beta test, 4 to 5 months still sober. So the reality is that with rehab, you go there, rehab has some challenges. There are some good rehab centers, like there's good therapists and there's bad therapists. But a lot of rehab centers, especially the ones with places like Malibu and places, they're basically real estate investment opportunities. I'm going to buy this big mansion. It's worth $6 million. In 10 years, it'll be worth $12 million. And you're going to pay my mortgage every month because you're charging me $30,000 for the 12 or 15 people there. And the staff, other than your therapist for a week, or once a week for a therapist, once a week for a counselor, you have a 12-step meeting every day, maybe a yoga class, maybe you get a massage. Now you got like 13 hours left.
What do you do the rest of the time?
What do you do? And you're sitting around with other people who have these addictive challenges, talking, it's like prison where the prisoners are like teaching them how to be better prisoners, you know, better criminals, and so they're bored, and you've got really lovingly dedicated people who are young who've been through rehab who now want to help, but they don't have the skill sets they need.
Right.
So one of the things we're saying with this book, if you're a rehab counselor, get a copy of this book, start doing this stuff with the people in your rehab center. If you're an addiction counselor. Bridget Lank, who's an addiction counselor, she's a psychotherapist up in San Rafael, is building a whole program around this book. She said, oh my God, this is what we need. This is what people need. They need a systematic approach. And that's the thing. If you don't have a system, you know, you went, you played football. Your coach had a system for exercise, for training, for fitness, nutrition, practice, plays, all that kind of stuff. And if your system worked, you won games and you won championships. And better systems beat bad systems, right? And so this is a system. And as we said earlier, you could apply this to overeating. You could apply this to pretty much any addiction you wanted.
When we realize, okay, there's an addiction that I have that I want to end and I want to move on to something more positive in my life. And I'm sure you probably have this in here, but is there a process you think that everyone should follow in the morning to get them ready for the day, and at night to get them ready for the day, specifically focusing in on that addiction? Is there a...
Yeah, you want to get up in the morning and you want to visualize going through the day with not doing the addiction. Okay. There's something in the, we call it evening review at the end of the day, where you close your eyes and you say, where could have I been more on purpose or more on focus for this commitment I have? Oh, you know, you did that thing, you did that thing, you did that thing. And so it's just checking in, checking in, checking in. You want to program your day, schedule your day. What are your activities going to be? The problem is, see, if something shows up at 5 o'clock and I'm bored and I don't have anything to do, I'm in trouble. And there's this thing called decision fatigue. And there's also something called compassion fatigue. It started, they first learned this where they were doing federal, in prisons where they're doing parole boards. In the morning, 70% of the people who were up for parole got paroled. In the afternoon, it was like anywhere between 10 and 30%, depending on the prison. People got tired of making decisions. They just, oh, screw it. I'm not getting out.
Wow.
And so what happens is, as the day goes on, your willpower wanes. Willpower is like a meter. And so, in the morning, if you're going to do an exercise, if you're adding exercise into your day, do it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, we put your shoes and your running shoes. You have to trip over them before you go into the bathroom.
Exactly.
And if you have a partner,
wear your shorts, your workout shorts to bed.
To bed. There you go. There you go. And so, and then having that accountability partner, someone else you're doing it with, that you're, you know, you can have it. Like, you could be my accountability partner for this. I call you every day, say, okay, here's what I'm going to do today. This is my rule. And at 5 o'clock, I'm going to do this exercise, or I'm going to go do a solution in a book, or I'm going to play my guitar for an hour, whatever it is. And we give people 101 alternative activities that bring joy into your life other than drinking in one of the chapters. So you can pick one every day and do it, or you pick one and stay with the same thing every day. And then, I mean, one of my favorite ones is listening to comedy albums. I mean, there's so many great comedians now.
Go to
iTunes and download a comedy album.
Yeah.
Just laugh. And laughter secretes endorphins in the brain. Endorphins are natural opiate. You don't need to drink if you're laughing. And so laughter is really important. But I can wake up in the morning and just laugh, or I can listen to a comedy thing in the morning and laugh. The other thing is, you want to do a gratitude exercise. One of the things we found, and we were kind of surprised by it, we knew it was important, law of attraction, all that. But one of the top things when we asked people what was the most important in the book, gratitude. People basically, a lot of them drink because they think their life sucks. But when you really start realizing that half the world lives on $2 a day, your life doesn't suck that bad.
Yeah.
You know. And we have, look at all the technology that you have in this office here, and the people that are supporting you, and the fact that someone made this table, and someone printed that book, and Steve Jobs gave you the computer you got there, and it works really well, and you can communicate with people in Singapore. And you can just literally go around the room for 5 minutes and just appreciate everything. It gets you blissed out.
Yeah.
So that's a really good thing to do in the morning as well. And meditation and breathing.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share, because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am, or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.